Here we are. Quintessential part of the English summer fete. Warm day, picnic on the grass, stalls selling cakes and jams, and there in the background the jingling of bells from a troupe of Morris dancers. But now one of the largest groups representing Morris men says there is a very real chance the old English tradition could soon become extinct. The Morris Ring say many groups are struggling to get new young blood to join up. The problem is that children and teenagers just don't think flowery hats and sticks with ribbons on them are cool enough. Can this change? Well, Simon Kerr from the Moulton Morris Men in Northampton is here to tell us why more young people should get involved in Morris dancing. First, let's talk to the Times columnist Magnus Linklater. You say the death of Morris dancing wouldn't be a great loss, Magnus.
Well, all I can say is, for anyone who's sort of watched Morris dancing, it seems a little on the feeble side, not to say wimpish. And I'm not entirely surprised that it is dying out, because, as you say, all those sort of men jumping up and down and with bells and ribbons on sticks, it's not a very sort of passionate kind of a dance, is it? Very unlike, you know, what we do north of the border. We have some real proper Scottish country dances, which are full-blooded things, and Morris dancing is rather pale in comparison.
Pale in comparison, Simon?
Yeah, I think you ought to get out from behind your computer and go and actually watch what's going on in the world, especially where Morris dancing is concerned, because his description of it is kind of the stereotypical image of about 20 or 30 years ago that most people had. If he saw what was going on now, he'd see the passion and he'd see a lot of youngsters out there doing it. I think he's wrong completely.
Can you describe what you dance in and what you dance with?
What do I dance in? I dance in a Cotswold Morris side in Northamptonshire, and we dance with bells on, we dance with hankies and sticks, but we also dance in a team with about eight lads who are between 14 and 18 that are absolutely going for it all the time.
And you've got some bells with you?
I have. I never take them off.
Where would they be attached?
They're attached to my legs at the moment.
Okay, so in other words, do you dance? We were discussing this earlier. When you dance, do you move around? Do you move backwards and forwards? Could you go down a street dancing, or do you just dance in a square and sort of bob up and down?
We have danced everywhere. Our team has danced all over the country, village greens, squares, festivals, folk festivals. There's a lot of young dancers out at folk festivals these days.
Right. Yeah, I understand you do travel between dances, but does the actual dance move in a line, or do you just go in one dance up and down in one place?
No, we dance. It dances as a formation. We dance in sets of six dancers, maybe eight dancers if it's dances from the northwest. You know, we're doing figures, movements. We're trying to get off the ground as high as possible. We're trying to put energy into it, passion. And I think that's what he's missing out on. I don't think he's seen any of that.
Magnus, it sounds as if these lads can handle themselves.
Well, you see, there you have it. The references to lads. You see, all great dances, you know, whether they are the rumba in Cuba or the tango in Argentina, what do they involve? They involve men and women getting to grips with each other. You know, so sex rears its ugly head. And I don't see much of that in Morris dancing. It's an all-male affair, isn't it?
No, is it all male, Simon?
No, he's totally wrong. He's obviously not seen any of it because it's being danced by everybody these days. I really do think you ought to get out and have a look at it because there's men, women, young ladies, young men, young women doing it all over the country. So he really shouldn't be commenting on something he's obviously not seen.
Would you do it, Magnus, yourself, if you were paid?
I think not, if you don't mind. I'm worried about the clogs, too. Do you still do it in clogs? I mean, I don't fancy that very much.
Well, there are teams up in the north that dance in clogs. It's a different type of Morris. There's all sorts of Morris danced by all sorts of people all over the country. You know, there's people dancing with swords. There's people down in Cornwall and Devon with hobby horses. There's molly dancers. There's border dancers in Wales. It's very, very different all over the country, and a lot of people are doing it with a lot of passion.
Convinced, Magnus? No, probably not.
Entirely, but I will give you this. I'll go and have another look at it. I'll look at these people jumping up and down with their bells, and then I'll compare it to a real full-blooded Scottish sword dance. At least we have real swords, not those little sticks. I think I'll give it another go, but I'm not entirely convinced.
Simon, have you got a stick with you?
I don't have a stick with me, no, but I have a squeeze box with me, because I play for my team quite a lot now, as I'm getting on in years, you know, let the youngsters do it.
Well, we love the enthusiasm. Give us a bit of your squeeze box if you can. I think you were dancing when you did that.
I had the bells on my legs, I certainly did.
I could, yeah, so you were standing up and dancing and squeezing your box.
Absolutely.
And you believe, getting to the point about these teenagers and whether they can find it cool, they will be into Morris dancing in 20, 30 years. You don't believe it's going to die out?
I have absolutely no reason to believe it will die out. I'm seeing youngsters all over the country that are dancing to Morris, and I think it's going to carry on from strength to strength.
Because?
Because it's fun. It's got energy in it, it's got passion in it, and it, because it's ours.
Thank you very much indeed. Simon Kerr from the Moulton Morris Men in Northampton, and Magnus Linklater, columnist who remains to be convinced.